take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
And straight into the next thing. Look at that, so smooth.
How are you, Jenna? I'm great. How are you?
Good. It's lovely to see you with a book in tow. What have you got?
It's quite an interesting time to review a book, and this was not planned any earlier. I'm reviewing a non-fiction book called How to Do Nothing, Resisting the Attention Economy.
Timely.
This is by a visual artist that I've kept my eye on for a long time now called Jenny O'Dell. So I was quite surprised for her to write a book like this. And I was really excited because it came out in hardback last year. It was on Barack Obama's top list for 2019.
I did see that's written in bold on the back.
Very,
like, important,
very great
notes.
Endorsement.
Endorsed by Obama.
And it's just recently come into the shops in paperback in New Zealand. So yes, she's a visual artist and she's a lecturer at Stanford University in Arts. And this book stems from a lecture she gave at an art and technology conference about how to do nothing and to resist the attention economy.
Cool.
So, We live in a world now where time is money and time is a resource that can be commodified, therefore yourself as well as your attention is for sale.
I was going to say the idea of like time versus attention attention being for money, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of more what people want to buy.
Exactly. So that and that's been collected as data by companies. Reed Hastings, the CEO of Netflix, I saw this in a talk earlier in January, said his biggest competitor for Netflix is sleep. And it's just creepy.
What a very dystopian
thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But what you have is the way that you present yourself on the internet is leading to self-branding that's really compartmentalized and unable to move sideways. And also the time as money leads to the optimization of self. Like if you're not doing anything, you could be making money, whether you're working on your personal brand whatever.
It's a weird mindset. But it kind of is so pervasive. People don't even really realize that it's that you're thinking about.
Yeah. Exactly. And so Odell is really against this, and she really wants us to, because what you do is you lock yourselves into these groups where you're like, I like this, I don't like this, and there's no room to move. And then you see how the world is the way it is. You have these bubbles of people around. So what she wants us to do is retrain your attention to move sideways and look lower and just stay calm and be in public spaces, which is quite interesting at this time. And just to look. And it's not about making money. It's just about, I guess she was looking at unions where when unions lobbied for an 8-hour workday, is that you would have 8 hours for work, 8 hours for sleep, and 8 hours to do what you will. Cool. And I just love that way of whatever you want. So she does this through exploring quite a lot of things, and most of it is art-based, which I found really interesting because that's my background. But she looks at Greek philosophy, she looks at pop culture, she looks at the TV show Westworld, she looks at David Hockney and painters, and about how that time and putting all of this into context. So
cool.
Maybe some people would pick this up and think it would be a self-help book and be like, this is going to tell me how to get off my cell phone. This is going to tell me how to be productive in terms of my own well-being. But it's not one of those, and it's not a self-help well-being.
It's not a how-to.
Take all this time off to just think for yourself. It's a really contextualized, essentially very long form essay on what attention does. And she says after writing this book, she finds it very interesting now that she has to sell this book after talking about selling yourself. But also just to retrain your attention and live in the human experience without worrying about that kind of money stuff. It was really, really interesting. But I just want to warn people that it's not a self-help book. It's more cultural studies.
It sounds really
interesting. She's a really
great...
She's
got a gorgeous cover too. Yes. Nice pink and white roses all over
it. Yeah, she spends a lot of her time... a lot of it's set in the Bay Area. She lives in San Francisco, Oakland area. And so she lives in that Silicon Valley vibe. She goes to this rose garden. This is where she plotted this book, was sitting in this rose garden. And she's a massive bird watcher. And the way that she looks at ecology and living things that don't have faces, such as, you know, cultivating like land and... she looks at colonization. She's just so, so smart.
Sounds comprehensive.
Sounds thorough,
it's
yeah.
very
yeah.
comprehensive. So some parts can be a bit more, I don't know, like fact heavy. Mm-hmm. But I really love when she gets back to herself and how she looks at the yeah. world. Because
that's
I think
what
really
I like
important.
About reading works by artists, visual artists especially, is reading how they think is always really interesting, especially if they're... art practice is a visual practice. Mm. Being able to hear them kind of break down how they approach looking at the world or thinking about things, I always find really interesting. So this sounds like my cup of tea, all right?
I think it will be. Yeah, her art practice herself is really interesting because she does stuff. She would go on the internet and find, she does a lot of Google Images work and compartmentalizing already images that are already on the internet, and that is her practice. So it's quite forward thinking mm-hmm. and current and yeah, zeitgeisty. Yeah, so it's cool.
Under, can I read this?
Yeah.
Under the chapter one title, it says, it's a quote. This must be from a tweet. Yeah. It says, wakes up and looks at phone. Ah, let's see what fresh horrors await me on the fresh horrors device.
I mean, that's yes. what we'd be really doing every day and yeah. even more now. It's quite hard to concentrate reading it this weekend while like thinking, what's happened now?
Yeah,
what's happening now?
Books are good for that, though. Books are good friends. So is music. And how much is this one going to set you back
so
if you want to grab it?
Paperback, $37 on the shelf now at Time Out. I really, really recommend it. You might have a bit more time to read these days, and we will sell you the books to do it.
And you were saying you guys have a bike delivery service, don't you?
We do. Well? So we deliver on bikes in Mounted, and I've got an e-bike and I bust around there, which is great. And then we courier as well, and that's...
There you go.
Easy. So
box
you can buy everything on our website. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Jenna.
Have a lovely day.
You too.
That was Loose Reads.
It certainly was.